back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Anything today with Shindaddy and Creighton, Bill?
Absolutely not. They're sitting around the radio. They took the day. They took the day off because the governor is in. There's a lot of events that go on at the bank up there, Mr. Governor, and they took the day off. Him and Tamara are sitting there. My brother-in-law invented FDIC. We think.
We believe.
We're looking into that.
Shindaddy.
Well, Shindaddy, yes. We're looking into that.
It's a good story. I'll go with it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, we do.
We roll with that all the time.
They're just anxious and listening to the show right now.
Well, we are joined by Governor Jim Pillen in the studio for the second time.
Yeah.
He came in last year. We appreciate that. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. I was really, really looking forward to it. Excited to visit. Awesome looking out to O Street.
It brings
back great memories. It's good stuff.
Well, speaking of that, we are 22 days away from the first game of the season. Nebraska plays Cincinnati in Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I'm curious for you, with go back in time to the 70s when you're playing at Nebraska, 22 days to go. What's going through your mind in fall camp for you, Jim Pillen?
Oh, man.
3 weeks to go.
When you're 21 days out, there's a lot of battles going on. Who's gonna get playing time? I mean, everybody's working their tails off to. Back then, there was two-a-days, survive, but get better, and then battling to. You know, everybody wants to wear a black shirt. I was battling my tail off to wear a black shirt. That's what I remember.
Tell us just briefly. Tell them that there's quite a difference. I've hit on some of you lived it. Tell us what it was like. So now it's one practice a day. I'm not trying to call people soft.
No, that's not it.
But tell them what it was like to go through two-a-days, full pads for that length, and what it's different.
Yeah, well, it's I think when you look back retrospectively, kids are so much bigger, so much faster, so much stronger. We had a lot of extraordinary athletes, but you really had to figure it out. It was such a mental challenge to pull yourself together and keep doing it. And it was tough. It hurt a lot. And basically it was full out giving it everything you had until within 7 days. The last scrimmage was the biggest scrimmage was 2 weeks before. And then the last one was a cleanup scrimmage 7 days before. And then you had a week to recover for the first game. And you kept, what I remember the most is, you just were so beat up. And you got done on Saturday, and it took till Thursday to recover. And then you had about a day of feeling good, and you started it all over again.
The level of contact back in those days was so different. There was live reps all the time. It was, like I said, you were putting your full pads on, two practices, and it was on. It was incredible.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesdays during in-season weeks. We're going live, boys. Get your chin strap buttoned up.
your final year was
78.
Okay. Now
double when we played Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl.
That's right. But you also 78 beat Oklahoma here.
We did.
And you pounced on the fumble.
When I
Billy's
tripped
fumble.
On tripped on a 5 yard line and fell on the
Billy Sims's fumble.
Yeah, there's photos of you. They're everywhere. That's the most iconic photo there probably is.
It's kind of one of those moments. And we had such a great team of defense, and it was such an extraordinary defensive game. But the thing that I always remember about that whole experience, Coach Osborne had never beaten Oklahoma, and I think this was his sixth or seventh year. And he gave us the gift of belief. There was nobody believed we would, because they were really, really good. But everybody in the locker room, there was not a shadow of a doubt. We were winning. The gift of belief is powerful.
I was at that game with my dad.
Whoa.
I was.
78?
Yeah, 9th to 12-year-old. Yeah. We were sitting under one of the awnings.
You can't believe to this day, that many years later, how I'll meet somebody and say, I was exactly in this row that game. Yeah. Here's where I was sitting in that game. And that's one of those moments. It was a big game.
Billy dropped on three.
I watched it at Chris Pujols' house. I watched the game at Chris Pujols' house. After he recovered the fumble, I rode my bike home frantically to burst into my house and screaming that my dad was a high school coach like that, that they won the game. I drove my Huffy home from Chris Pujols' house.
In Pender.
After the pounce.
Okay, the governor's here. You get to go over to practice sometimes, right?
I get there a couple times, not a lot, but I've gotten there a few. Okay. I got there a couple for 2 20-30 minute segments last spring.
You're the governor, so you have to think about things. And I'm always interested in this question, especially when I talk to football players or Coach Bush. I guess he was a football player.
Wesleyan, one touchdown. Hey, hit a touchdown at Wesleyan.
Imagine me and Jim matched up in coverage. I'd give you a double move, Jim.
You put a double on
I would option pass.
So what I'm interested in is what, and I struggle with this, Governor. What do you train your eyes on? What are you looking at? There's so much going on in a football practice.
Well, you know, I think that with remembering a few things 100 years ago, what I like to do when I get to go there is try to focus on a group work, what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So like last spring when I was there, I got to see the offensive linemen working, and mm-hmm. I was right there, and it was very, very intense. And I mean, these kids are big men. And to see them move and the length of time and how they were driving a person down the field 15 yards, and I'm just going, oh, boy, these, you know, there's something different taking place. So that, I enjoy that.
Did this
like, so what, a lot, by the way.
What the governor is describing is, like, the size is different when you see the O-lines. I mean, can you imagine, there was a lot of people playing on national championship teams in Nebraska and different times that they – your center might weigh 250.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that doesn't exist anymore. It does not exist. You just go across the board, and you're going to see 300, 3-plus, and very athletic. So it is a different world of what it's like now.
And Donovan, those drills, I've noticed it with Donovan Raiola. He's turned up the intensity.
He's a coach that has a little bit of spit flying out of his mouth, mm-hmm. and sometimes he has to probably go to confession afterwards. But there's times you got to use to get everybody's attention and get them going. He does a great job. I've been impressed.
I wonder if he does that. If he goes face-to-face or he goes with a veil. Or, I don't know.
Well, if he goes face-to-face, he might have spit flying in confession. So I don't know.
This is incredible.
I'm curious, Governor, when you're playing football in the 70s and you're obviously a Husker Hall of Famer, was there a time back then you could see yourself fast-forwarding to being the governor of the state?
Never in a gazillion years. So, I'm having a privilege to do now that only by God's grace, never in a million years would have ever thought of anything like this happening. And here I am. It's hard to believe.
Have you done it? Some of your friends from like college just got to go, I can't believe this myself.
Oh,
like,
fresh from Columbus.
Can I still call you Jimmy? I said, well, hell yeah, I'm Jimmy, you know.
I'd be better.
So, yeah, you know, it's a weird thing in one degree, but it's an incredible privilege. And, yeah, my best friends still can't believe it, right? They go, I hate government. I hate politicians.
Wow.
You know, and here I am governor. So
God, that's awesome.
It's it's a unique thing. On a serious note, mm-hmm. such an extraordinary privilege being the governor of Nebraska. We in Nebraska just simply have the greatest people on the face of the earth. I love meeting people that are not from Nebraska, mm-hmm. and I ask them, what do you love the most? They can't get it out fast enough. The people. When I ask us lifetimers, shit, we get flustered. We kick the ground. We don't know what to say because we're mm-hmm. so humble. Mm-hmm. It's the people. We need to really, really appreciate who we are.
This is, yeah.
Well, that shows up in all the fans showing up every game.
Yeah.
Nebraska's been, of course, not where you want to be program-wise and getting to bowl games and being the playoff team, and yet the stadium fills up every Saturday.
I was with some people late last night. They were out of state and really don't understand it, and I just said, well, look, we need to get you to Memorial Stadium, and I hear that the people are so awesome. I say, well, they are so awesome. They're so gracious. And then, oh, by the way, it's been sold out every game since 1962. You know, nobody can believe that.
Yeah, no, it's a record that it's unsustainable. I mean, unpassable, right?
Steve,
yeah.
I think so. Unpassable is fine.
Unpassable. Like that's a record that just goes down. It's like nothing will ever happen close to that. It's incredible.
Let's do a serious question here. Go back to your Regent days.
Yeah.
So Troy Dannon is about to, he'll at some point unveil a plan to, you know, they're going to change. They're going to change Memorial Stadium. It's going to be a new look Memorial Stadium. It's a massive. It will be a massive project. When you were a regent, and even as a governor now, what would you want to see in that plan? I mean, what are the important elements that you'd want taken care of in that?
You know, I think that one of the things that is important is times change and.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
So much technological advancement and, mm-hmm. you know, big screens that cover your basement walls. I think it's really, really important that we have amenities that really take care of the fans.
Yes.
You know, I'd be an advocate of the club seats. You know, we have to have comfortable seats for people. The benches, you know, we've got to get that accomplished because we have to create – an extraordinary environment in that stadium that is really an entertainment and a special place to be for 4 hours, seven or eight times a year, that just happens to have a football game going on, you know? And so I think it's got to be the special place that draws all Nebraskans together. And that's the thing that's so cool about sports and Nebraska fans. It brings us together. In all kinds of weather, right? You know, it makes it a cool place. So I believe whatever takes place, it needs to be the venue that has the historic features that we don't lose
right.
lose that extraordinary feeling, that place, but yet enhance it so it's more comfortable for everybody.
I mean, we talk about better times here all the time.
We do.
And better times are a big conversation. You'd like this because me and Simple want all of our song of the days to be from the 70s. We want everything
or Toby Keith.
Or everything. That's if this plays 70s music. But what the governor is saying is that when you stand up in the kind of the south end zone, then you go to sit down on the benches, a lot of times you don't have a seat.
Right.
There's not even a spot for me really to sit. The numbers are so – at some point in time, you do have to, hey, we're going to make this a little bit more comfortable – for everyone in that area to have it.
And if we shrink the numbers a little bit, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Okay. It's okay. It's got to be a great place that everybody loves to come. And it's okay if we go back to people scalping 10,000 tickets out front every day. You know, that was common sense stuff. So
God, was that not better times? People selling tickets outside a stadium? Not trying to transfer it on your phone over to your phone.
It was actual scalping.
Oh, yeah, it was insane.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's been extraordinary entrepreneur. That was our entrepreneurship class,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Figure out how to sell and what supply and demand economics. And the closer you get to kickoff, if you got too many, you better get rid of them. And
yeah, you figured out that.
That was a business college law degree.
The students would sell their ticket, Steve, and then you had to give them their ID also. They had to give you the ID to get into the game. If you bought a student ticket from somebody, you had to have a student ID to show them, like, I got this. And then you'd meet the student after the game, and you have to exchange back. There's a trust factor. Better times.
I tell you what, some if you've got any young listeners, they might think we're from Mars.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
we don't
was.
Have any young.
No,
listeners.
We don't have any. We only have six from Lincoln. That's all we have.
We haven't been able to penetrate Lincoln
at all. We're working.
We're
on
around
that.
Lincoln, but yes. Not in Lincoln. Joined by Governor Pillen in the studio. I'm curious. So two part question. Number one, have you been inside the new practice facility at Nebraska?
I've been down on the main floor, but I haven't been on multiple floors.
Now think about yourself in the 70s playing football for Nebraska, now seeing that right now. What was it like for you? I have no idea what to even compare what we have right now to what it was.
Well, you know, just so everybody, I mean, the original national championship teams of 70-71, they were in the north locker room. And then I came in 74, and the new locker room and entrance in the south stadium, that was just built. So, I mean, this thing... from anybody's view back then was pretty Taj Mahal, pretty first class. So, you know, it's all relative with every time and moment. So, you know, it was pretty first class place from where I came from.
Are you still able as a governor to pay attention to Nebraska football at a high level? Can you, do you follow it closely?
Yeah, you know, we all got to have a little, so I don't read the papers except for the sports page.
It's Bobby Smart. And, you're saying your name's in there sometimes is what you're trying to say.
You know, I just, you know, I'm to be the kind of governor I believe I need to be. I need to be one, work hard, be 100% positive. And if, you know, it's okay if you want to shoot at me, but I, you know, I'm not going to read about it. If you got a problem, come tell me in my face. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
That's interesting. So you won't, you don't read the news accounts?
No. My team will give me the key things that I need to know out of the news, but I don't, I protect myself.
That's what I tell Jake and Bill. Just brief me on this.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
Just be, you can go down a rabbit hole. Can we go back in time, please, Governor? Talked about fitness and football. Can you please explain to the young listeners and those who don't know what it was like to go to train in Mushroom Gardens?
That was awesome.
Mushroom Gardens.
Just tell them what that was in the North End, and it was incredible.
Yeah, well, so the Mushroom Gardens was on the east side of the stadium underneath its maintenance now, but that was, hey, man, that's the indoor track Charlie Green ran on. And so that was the track that was run. It was dusty, you know, and that's where we did the long distance stuff in the wintertime. And then of course the old indoor area, you know, when I got there, they had AstroTurf on it, but before that it was dirt. So, you know, those were, I mean, looking back, we thought it was phenomenal that we had something that you could run a 40-yard dash on inside during the wintertime.
So
it was a huge advantage for us because a lot of places didn't have it.
And the stories I heard was, as the team would be down there running, it would just, the dust would fill the room. You were just inhaling a dust storm because it'd be running, you'd be doing, you know, your conditioning on there. And there's pillars in there.
Pillars.
So you couldn't see everyone. You couldn't see the whole team that. And then also on the walls, they had the records painted up. And they were painted on the walls like a record from 1956 or something.
Yeah, and it wasn't an oval, right? Because of the stadium, it was a inverted.
It's like
almost
a kidney bean, almost, is what kidney it was like. Bean.
Yeah, it was an odd
shape. It wasn't an oval.
Yeah,
Mushroom Gardens. Thank you.
When I got to school, it was still, so it was 80. When you were in school,
I used to jog in Mushroom Gardens in like early 90s. You could still go down there, and there'd just be a couple of professors in Spalding shoes. And some old gray sweats down there. That he's like, and there was no service. You couldn't even have a radio down there. You got no service whatsoever. And you go down there and just kind of see somebody down there. Like, all right, let's go. We're going to Mushroom Gardens. And then you get the history of it. This is where they trained at.
This is where the governor.
The pouncer.
So
the pouncer learned how to get his skill set.
Hey, Jake, it's 1978. That was an epic moment. Jake's young. Bill tore home on his Huffy.
Yes, I tore home from Chris Buwalsh's house. And that was his parents. Of course, they were pretty aware that they'd won. And the mayhem that night, I mean, it was like small towns across Nebraska. I mean, talk about bars being full. He did it. He did it. It was unbelievable.
Well, I didn't do it. A full team approach. And I got to give a shout out, Jeff Hansen.
Yes.
Jeff Hansen made the hit. And,
yes.
And then another teammate, Tim Fisher, who is a piece of work, he... Fish says, you know, Pillen and Hansen, nobody would ever known about you if I didn't whiff Sims at the 10.
Yeah. He whiffed Sims.
Yeah. Oh. If I didn't whiff him at the 10. So, you know, it all goes. We all contribute.
Oh. Sims was a big old back now.
Yeah.
Great back. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Have you ever run into him since then?
You know, I haven't seen Fish for a long time.
No, Sims. Billy Sims.
Billy Sims. I've run into him a couple times, and, you know, I know down in Oklahoma he's got a barbecue business that's done really well, and, just a good, gracious guy. And
yes,
he's very gracious. He is like that.
And you know, what's fascinating, he said, when any Nebraskan ever comes up, he meets any Nebraskan, what do they bring up? The fumble.
Yeah, they do.
Poor guy.
When I met him, he
said, the guy won the Heisman.
When I met him, I didn't want to, I was sort of, there's some trepidation, but he smiled and said, I bet you're going to ask me how I dropped it on the three.
Was Thomas Lott the quarterback?
Yeah.
Like that? We talked about him today. We talked about what it looked like, how he under center, how he basically his chin was basically right on how low he
so low.
How
wore the bandana.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, he played during better times.
He played against Thomas Lott and Billy Sims. I mean, when as Husker fans, you would just cringe because like they were so talented, and yet, like I said, through belief, they beat him.
And you know they had Kenny King at fullback, who was tough, and he could run low and run you over. And then they had a guy named Elvis Peacock that was.
Those guys were all on the same team.
Same team.
Imagine. Peacock, King, and Sims.
At that, and then we talked about what you guys do in to defend the pass, because the option pass was brutal. Your eye violations were touchdowns if you made an error.
Not even your eyes. If you planted your foot 6 inches wrong with your toe, and you read it, you were toast because you just couldn't recover. They were so fast. Yeah.
That's big time football. That is.
The governor.
You plant wrong.
You plant wrong.
By 6 inches.
By 6 inches.
That's and why. You know what? There's a coach on the sideline that could see it.
Oh,
he could
course.
See your foot and go, that's touchdown.
That's touchdown. Nice job, Jim. Yeah. Get your toe right.
We're joined by Governor Jim Pillen in the studio. When we come back, we'll have more questions for Jim. If you have any questions, 464-5685. Text.
We got questions.
More next in the early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.